you know, obviously it feels good to stand up here today versus, you know, the last 10 games. It's been a tough month for us. But today was a special win. I told you guys I wasn't pleased with the way we fought and competed against Michigan State. I thought it was the first time all year that we kind of looked defeated with heads down and, you know, not feeling confident that we could win. We had a great 3 days of preparation. We did some good soul searching with each other, and we got together and we said, look, forget about what our record is. We got a month left of this season. Let's start fresh. Let's rally around some things that we can do well, and let's regain our spirit and fight. And, you know, the great thing about this win was really, if you look at everybody who played in the game, everyone made a big play to help us win. And that's what was great. You know, I thought Gavin Skelly, you know, his minutes early in the second half after Alex got a third foul really uplifted us. He got a stick back. He blocked a shot. You know, obviously Dave, you know, and before this year, Dave and I had talks, and it hasn't been easy for Dave. You know, he's been a really good player, and he's been a great mentor to these guys. And I told him there was going to be some games this year where he was either going to make a big shot or some big free throws down the stretch to win. And he hadn't played in a long time. And we put him in there. He got fouled. He walked to the line and made two to put us up five. And, you know, then, you know, you look at Tap Horn. Guy hadn't played in a month. You know, and they were trapping B-Mac and Trey all over the floor. So I just, offensively, I wanted to try to get another shooter out there. And he makes an enormous three at the top of the key. And then he was our inbounder, you know, which guys don't realize that's not an easy job late game. You know, being able to, especially with Iowa's athletes, you know, just to have the poise to inbound the ball and get it to the right guys and get us organized. And then, you know, Alex was tremendous. I'm really proud of Alex. You know, certainly I think the zone helped him. You know, it keeps him down there in the paint. You know, he gets five blocks, 13 rebounds, makes huge free throws down the stretch. And he just battled. And the guards were tremendous. I mean, B-Mac for a freshman plays 41 minutes. They're trapping him all over the floor. Kid's got the heart of a lion. You know, he had a silly turnover there, you know, when he saw Scott Lade. And he didn't let it get him down. He made big free throws. He made big shots. And he showed the winner that he is. And then, obviously, Trey does what Trey does. So, I mean, everybody played well. Scotty Lindsey, I thought, I mean, he showed glimpses of who he's going to be with his athleticism. Had a big backdoor layup there in overtime. And, you know, I'm a believer in the basketball gods. I always have been. I got that from Coach K. You know, there's basketball gods, and, you know, you get what you deserve from the gods, and sometimes they're really harsh to you, and sometimes they can be good to you when you deserve it. And I really feel that shot by Utah went in to test us in a sick kind of way. You know, we've had so many of these games, and we played that exactly like we wanted. You know, it was, he never put it on the floor, so it was hard to take a foul because you risk giving up three free throws. You know, Vic's bodying him up. It's a double pump, 27-footer. Give the kid credit. He's a hell of a player. But, you know, he throws in a shot. We go to overtime. And the looks I saw in the huddle at the end of regulation were different than the looks that I saw at Michigan State or down the stretch against Ohio State or at Maryland in the last couple minutes. It was a different look. It was a determined look. And, you know, I don't want to leave out Sanjay as well. And I know I'll answer questions. But, you know, Sanjay didn't score a point in the game. But I thought he got back to being the Sanjay that we all have grown to love. And two huge plays by Sanjay in this game that no one would even talk about. Adam Woodbury had 2-point blank dunks in overtime. And Sanjay went up and took a hard foul. And Woodbury made 1 out of 4. So instead of giving up two dunks, them getting momentum, he took a hard. That's winning basketball. And those are the kind of plays we have to continue to make as we're building our program. I have an amazing amount of respect for Coach McCaffrey. I've known him since I was a kid. I was a ball boy when he played at the University of Pennsylvania. I hated it because they had a tradition at Penn, the first basket, they just crushed the floor with all these streamers. And I had to go out there for 10 minutes and clean up streamers. Well, he was laughing at me as a college kid. And he was very close with my dad when my dad was playing for the Sixers. They worked out a lot together. And I've admired the way he's built his program. And really, to be quite honest, It's been a model that I've tried to follow, the kind of kids they've recruited, how they've developed, how they've fought, and they've made themselves a legitimate program in this conference and nationally, and that's what we aspire to do. So to be able to win today was very special, and I just loved our locker room. You know, we haven't had that feeling in a long time, to be able to jump around and enjoy all this hard work. You know, it's hard to win, guys. It is hard to win. And that's why not everyone wins. If it was easy to win, everyone would win. It's hard to win. And our guys made a lot of great plays today in order to win this game. So I'm open for questions.
You touched on it, Chris, but what does it say about the maturation of this team that they were able to overcome some mistakes?
Yeah, no, it was. It showed a lot. You know, and again, we really tried the last couple days, Seth, to try to not think about our failings of the last month. Like, let's forget about the losing streak and, like, let's just start fresh. We had a day off after Michigan State. We came in on Thursday and we said we're going to start fresh. Let's get ourselves together. We got 1 month left. We got 7 regular season games. Let's wipe the slate clean and let's be a team that we all want to be, with our fight, with our spirit. And to their credit, they responded. And it's all on the guys. It's not me. It's them. They're the ones playing. You know, we tried to put them in position. We tried to do some things to help them be successful. But this is their time. So to go in that locker room and see guys jumping around and crushing me with water, I mean, it was. They deserve it. They deserve it, and I'm really happy for the players.
Chris, at 15:58, you had 6 fouls in the second half. Didn't get your 7th until overtime. Can you talk about that zone, especially jumped it on White?
Yeah, well, you know, Iowa's a really good team. We felt if we could get back into the zone, it might take away some of the. I mean, their fast break is so dangerous. You know, White gets a lot in the open floor. I think two ways, either in open floor situations, but also in turnovers. You know, and I know we had 10, but a couple that we didn't have the live ball turnovers with, which led to fast breaks. I think they had no fast break points. So I thought the zone did a pretty good job of slowing them up with that. And you know, I mean, they made some shots. You're going to make some shots. I mean, Utah hit some great shots. Oglesby hit a couple there. But at the end of the day, you know, 32%. And I think it really helps Ola. You know, it does. You know, a lot of teams just try to put him in pick and rolls. That's hard on a bigger guy. He's out on the floor. He's got to go out there. He's got to then get back. I think the zone was helpful for him. It kept him back in the paint. He blocked 5 shots. He got 13 rebounds. He didn't get as tired. And, you know, and again, like you said, it eliminates some foul trouble, you know, because you know you got a little bit more help. And Iowa puts a lot of pressure on you, you know, that they make a big living on trying to get to the foul line. And, you know, I thought for the most part our zone was pretty effective taking that away.
Was it especially concentrating on White?
Well, to be honest with you, it was especially concentrating on not giving open looks to Utah, Oglesby, and Jock, because those were the 3 guys we felt could really hurt us, you know, with their perimeter shooting. And, you know, Utah hits in the second half. I thought we did a great job of that in the first half. Second half, they hit some shots. But, you know, overall, they're 8-for-24 from 3. You know, so, I mean, really the main focus was to try to limit those guys' open 3-point shooting and to take away their fast break. I mean, those were really the 2 reasons why we did it.
Tackle one more.
What was the conversation like in the huddle heading into overtime, not to try to get your guys down?
Yeah, I mean, it was great because I saw a different look than I saw in East Lansing when we went to overtime. It was a different look than I saw the last couple minutes in Maryland. Instead of having guys nervous, you know, wondering if they could win, it was more like an anger and an edge. We are going to win. And then they came out and Iowa scored the first possession and got the lead. And our guys just hung with it. You know, we got a couple buckets. Scotty got the back door. We found a way then to get the lead, get the stops we needed. But it was just a more, all we said was we're going to win. You know, kid made a great shot. He made a great shot. We got 5 more minutes of ball. You know, we're going to win this game. You know, we are going to win this game. And everybody repeated it. And I thought they went out there and did it.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Alex Hall and Trey Dempsey next.
Nick.